Lecture 5, Demand, Consumer Choice. The rational consumer choice from a budget set. In Lecture 4, we discuss the consumer's preferences. In this lecture, we adopt the rational man paradigm in discussing consumer choice. Given a consumer's preference relation on the set of the bundles, X equal to RK plus, we can talk about the choice from an arbitrary set of bundles. However, since we are laying the foundation for price models, we are interested in the consumer's choice in a particular class of choice problems called budget sets. A budget set is a set of bundles that can be represented as B of P, W, namely the set of all the bundles X, such that PX, namely the price of X given the price vector P, is less equal W. P is a vector of positive numbers interpreted as prices, and W is a positive number interpreted as the consumer's wealth. Obviously, any set of the form BPW is compact. It's closed since it's defined by weak inequalities and bounded since for any X and for all K, XK is between 0 and W divided by PK. It's also convex since if X and Y are two bundles in BPW, then PX less equal W and PY less equal W and XK greater equal 0 and YK greater equal 0 for all K. Thus, for all alpha between 0 and 1, the price of the bundle alpha X plus 1 minus alpha Y is equal to alpha PX plus 1 minus alpha PY, which is less equal W, and of course alpha XK plus 1 minus alpha YK is greater equal 0 for all K, and thus the convex combination of X and Y is in the budget set. We'll refer to the problem of finding the preference best bundle in BPW as the consumer problem. Claim: if the preferences are continuous, then all consumer problems have a solution. Proof: if the preferences are continuous, then it can be represented by continuous utility function U. By the definition of the term utility representation, finding the preference optimal bundle is equivalent to solving the problem max of UX, where X is in the budget set. Because the budget set is compact and U is continuous, then the problem is a solution. And to emphasize that utility representation is not necessary for the current analysis, and that we could make do with the concept of preferences, let us go through a direct proof of the previous claim that avoids the notion of utility. Direct proof: for any X in the budget set BPW, define the set inferior of X to be the set of all bundles Y such that X is strictly better than Y. By continuity of the preferences, every such set is open. Assume there is no solution to the consumer problem of maximizing the preferences on BPW. Then every Z in BPW is a member of some set inferior X, that is, the collection of sets inferior X over all X in BPW covers BPW. A collection of open sets that covers a compact set has a finite subset of sets that it covers it. Thus, there is a finite collection, inferior X1 and inferior XN, that covers the budget set BPW. Letting XJ be the optimal bundle within the finite set X1 to XN, we obtain that XJ is an optimal bundle in BPW, a contradiction. Claim: if preferences are convex, then the set of solutions for a choice problem BPW or any other convex set is convex. Two, if the preferences are strictly convex, then every consumer problem has at most one solution. Proof: one, assume that both X and Y maximize preferences given BPW. By the convexity of the budget set BPW, we have that alpha X plus 1 minus alpha Y is in BPW, and by the convexity of the preferences, alpha X plus 1 minus alpha Y is at least as good as X, at least as good as Z, for all Z in BPW. Thus, alpha X plus 1 minus alpha Y is also a solution to the consumer problem. 2. Assume that both X and Y are two solutions to the consumer problem BPW, then X must be indifferent to Y. Both are solutions to the same maximization problem, and the any convex combination alpha X plus 1 minus alpha Y for alpha strictly between 0 and Y is in BPW as well. By the strict convexity, such a bundle is strictly better than X, which is a contradiction of X being a maximal bundle in BPW. The consumer problem with differentiable preferences. When the preferences are differentiable, we are provided with a useful condition for characterizing the optimum solution. The value per dollar at the point X star of the case commodity, which is consumed, must be as large as the value per dollar of any other commodity. Claim: assume that the consumer preferences are differentiable with V1 X star, VK X star be the subjective value members, numbers. If X star is an optimal bundle in the consumer problem and K is a consumed commodity, i.e. XK star is strictly positive, then it must be that the value for dollar VK X star divided by PK is greater or equal VJ X star to PJ divided by PJ for all other J. Proof. Assume that X star is a solution to the consumer problem BPW, and that XK star is strictly positive, and nevertheless VJ X star divided by PJ is strictly greater than VK X star divided by PK for some J. A move in the direction of reducing the consumer of the K's commodity by 1 and increasing the consumption of the J's commodity by PK divided by PJ is an improvement, since VJ X star times PK divided by PJ minus VK X star is strictly positive. As XK star is strictly positive, we can find epsilon small enough such that decreasing K's quantity by epsilon and increasing J's quantity by epsilon times PK divided by PJ is feasible. This brings the consumer to a strictly better bundle, contradicting the assumption that X star is a solution to the consumer problem. Claim: if X star is a solution to the consumer problem, BPW, and both XK star and PXJ star are positive, then the ratio VK X star to VJ X star must be equal to the price ratio PK divided by PJ. From the above, you can derive the classic necessary conditions on the consumer's maximization when the preferences are represented by a differentiable utility function U with positive partial derivatives, using the equality VK X star equal to the partial derivatives of U by XK at the point X star. In order to establish sufficient conditions for maximization, we require also that the preferences be convex. Claim: if preferences is strongly monotonic, convex, continuous, and differentiable, and if at X star, PX star equal to W, and for all K such that XK star is strictly positive, and for any commodity J, VK X star to divided by PK is greater or equal VJ X star divided by PJ, then X star is a solution to the consumer problem. Proof: if X star is not a solution, then there is a bundle Y such that PY is less equal PX star, and nevertheless Y is strictly better than X star. By continuity, we can assume that YK is strictly positive for all K. Let mu be the ratio between VK X star to PK for all K with XK strictly positive. Now we have 0 greater equal P times Y minus X star, which is the sum of PK times YK minus XK star, and this is greater equal VK X star times YK minus X star divided by mu. All this follows from, first of all, the first inequality, since Y is feasible. The second inequality follows from two facts. First, for a good with SK is strictly positive, we have that PK is equal to VKX star divided by mu, and for a good K with XK star equal zero, YK minus XK star is greater equal zero, and PK is greater equal VKX star divided by mu. Thus, zero is greater equal VX star times the vector Y minus X star, in contradiction to Y minus X star being an improvement direction. The demand function. We have arrived at an important stage on the way to developing a market model in which we derive demand from preferences. Assume that the consumer preferences are such that for any BPW, the consumer's problem has a unique solution. Let us denote this solution by XPW. The function XPW is called the demand function. The domain of demand function is RK plus 1 plus plus, whereas its range is RK plus. Example. Consider a consumer in a world with two commodities having the following lexicographic preference relation, attaching the first priority to the sum of the quantities of the goods and the second priority to the quantity of commodity 1. Namely, X is at least as good as Y if X1 plus X2 is strictly greater Y1 plus Y2, or both X1 plus X2 is equal to Y1 plus Y2, and XY is greater equal Y1. This preference relation is strictly convex, but not continuous. It induces the following non-continuous demand function. XP1P2W equal to, if P2 is strictly less than P1, then the demand is the bundle 0, comma, W divided by P2. If P2 greater equal P1, then the demand is the bundle W divided by P1, comma, 0. We now turn to studying some properties of the demand function. Claim. XPW equal to X lambda P lambda W, i.e. the demand function is homogeneous of degree 0. Proof. Proof. This follows with no assumptions about the preference relations from the basic equality B lambda P lambda W equal to BPW, and the assumption that the behavior of the consumer is a choice from a set and the representation of the set does not affect the choice. This claim should not be interpreted as implying that uniform inflation does not matter. We assumed rather than concluded that choice is made from a set independently of the way that the choice set is framed. Our model of choice is static, and the consumer is assumed not to be affected in one decision from his choice in a previous decision. Inflation will affect behavior in a model where this strong assumption is relaxed. Claim. Walras law. If the preferences are monotonic, then any solution X to the consumer problem BPW is located on its budget curve, and thus PXPW equal to W. Proof. If not, then PX strictly less than W. There is an epsilon such that the price of the vector X1 plus epsilon XK plus epsilon is strictly less than W. By monotonicity, X1 plus epsilon XK plus epsilon is strictly better than X, thus contradicting the assumption that X is optimal in BPW. Claim. If preferences are continuous, then the demand function is continuous in prices and also in W. See problem set for this part. Proof. Once again, we could use the fact that the preferences have a continuous utility representation and applies a standard maximum theorem. A maximum theorem states that let fx be a continuous function over x, let a be a subset of some Euclidean space, and b a function that attaches to every a in a compact set x, that its graph, the set of all ax, such that X is equal to BA is closed, then the graph of the correspondence H from A into X defined by HA equal to the set of all X in BA such that X is a maximum point of the function F is closed. However, I prefer to present another proof that does not use the notion of a utility function and the previous theorem. So, assume not. Then there is a sequence of price vectors Pn converging to some vector P star, such that xP star W equal to x star and xPn W does not converge to x star. Thus we can assume that Pn is a sequence converging to P star, such that for all n, the distance between the demand x at Pn W, the distance of the demand from x star, is strictly greater than epsilon for some positive epsilon. All numbers P and K are greater than some, namely all the prices involved in the sequence, are greater than some positive number m. Therefore, all vectors x, p, and w belong to some compact set, the hypercube of bundles with no quantity above w divided by m. And thus, without loss of generality, we can choose a subsequence. If necessary, we can assume that x, p, and w converges to some point y star, where y star is different than x star. Since pn times x, p, and w is less equal w for all n, it must be that also in the limit, p star y star is less than equal, less equal w. That is, y star is in the budget set bp star w. Since x star is the unique solution for bp star w, we have that x star is strictly better than y star. By the continuity of the preferences, there are neighborhoods bx star and by star of x star and y star in which the strict preference is preserved. For sufficiently large n, x, p, and w is in b in the set b y star. Choose a bundle x star in the neighborhood of b x star so that p star z star is strictly less than w. For a sufficiently large n, this bundle z star will be feasible in the price vector p n, namely p n times z star is strictly less than w. However, z star is strictly better than x, p, and w, which is a contradiction. Comment: the above proposition applies to the case in which for every budget set there is a unique bundle maximizing the consumer's preferences. The maximum theorem applies to the case in which some budget set has more than one maximizer states. If preferences are continuous, then the set of all XPW, such that X is at least as good as Y for every Y in BPW, is closed. Rationalizable demand functions. As in the general discussion of choice, we will now examine whether choice procedures are consistent with the rational demand model. We can think of various possible definitions of rationalization. One approach is to look for a preference relation without imposing any restrictions that fit the context of the consumer, such that the chosen element from any budget set is the unique bundle maximizing the preference relation in that budget set. Thus, we say that the preferences fully rationalize the demand function X if for any PW, the bundle X of PW is the unique maximal bundle within BPW according to those preferences. Alternatively, we could say that being rationalizable means that there are preferences such that the consumer's behavior is consistent with maximizing those preferences. That is, for any PW, the bundle XPW is maximal bundle, not necessarily unique, within the budget set BPW. This definition is empty since any demand function is consistent with maximizing the total indifference preference. This is why we usually say that the preferences rationalize the demand function if they are monotonic and for any PW, the bundle is a maximal bundle within BPW. Of course, if behavior satisfies homogeneity of degree zero and Walras law, it is still not necessarily rationalizable in any of those senses. Example 1. Consider the demand function of consumer who spends all his wealth on the more expensive good. That is, X of P1 P2W is, if P2 is greater or equal to P1, the bundle 0, W divided by P2. If P2 is less than P2, the bundle W divided by P1, 0. This demand function is not entirely inconceivable, and yet it is not rationalizable. To see this, assume that it is fully rationalizable or rationalizable by some preferences. Consider the two budget sets, B, the prices of 1, 2, and the Wells one, and the budget set was the prices 2-1 and the Wells one. The demand for the first bundle budget set, namely 1-2-1, is the bundle 0.5. And 0.50 is an internal bundle in this budget set. By any of the two definitions of rationalizability, it must be that the bundle, the chosen bundle 0 half, is better than the bundle, strictly better than the bundle half 0. Similarly, the choice from the budget set with the prices 2-1 and the Wells 1 is 1 half 0, and 0-1 half is an internal bundle of this budget set. Thus, as before, the bundle 0-1 half is strictly inferior to the bundle 1 half 0, which is a contradiction. Example 2. A consumer chooses a bundle ZZZZZ where Z satisfies that Z, the sum of the prices, equal to W. This behavior is fully rationalized by any preferences according to which the consumer strictly prefers any bundle on the main diagonal over any bundle that is not, because, for example, he cares primarily about purchasing equal quantities from all sellers of the K commodities. While on the main diagonal, his preferences are according to the more, the better. These preferences rationalize his behavior in the first sense, but are not monotonic. This demand function is also fully rationalized by the monotonic preferences represented by the utility function u of x1 xk equal to minimum of x1 xk. Example 3. Consider a consumer who spends alpha k of his wealth on commodity k, where alpha k is non-negative and the sum of the alpha k is 1. This rule of behavior is not formulated as a maximization of some preference relation. It can, however, be fully rationalized by the preference relation represented by the Cobb-Douglas utility function, ux, the product of xk to the power alpha k. This is a differentiable function with strictly positive derivatives in all interior points. A solution to the consumer, a solution x star to the consumer problem BPW must satisfy that xk star is strictly positive for all k. Notice that ux equals 0 when xk equals 0 for some k. Given the differentiability of the preferences, a necessary condition for the optimality of x star is that vk x star divided by pk equal to vl x star divided by pl for all k and l, where vk x star is the partial derivative of u according to the variable xk at the point x star, namely which is equal to alpha k times u of x star divided by xk star for all k. It follows that pk times xk star divided by pl times XL star equal to alpha K divided by alpha L for all K and L, and thus XK star equal to alpha K times W divided by PK for all K. Example 4. Let K equal 2. Consider the behavior of consumer who allocates his wealth between commodities 1 and 2 in the proportion P2 to P1. The cheaper the good, the higher the share of the wealth devoted to it. Thus, x1 times p1 divided by x2 p2 equal to the ratio p2 divided by p1, which implies that xi pw equal to pj divided by pi vote pj times w divided by pi. This demand function satisfies the Valois laws and as well as homogeneity of degree 0. To see that this demand function is fully rationalizable, note that xi divided by xj is the ratio between pj square to pi square for all I and j, and thus p1 divided by p2 equal to root x2 divided by root x1. The quasi concave function root x1 plus root x2 satisfies the condition that the ratio of its partial derivatives is equal to root x2 divided by root x1. Thus, for any pw, the bundle xpw is the solution to the maximization of root x1 plus root x2 in the budget set. The weak and strong axioms of revealed preferences. We now look for general conditions that will guarantee that the demand function xpw can be fully rationalized. Similar discussion could apply to another, probably more common in the textbook, definition of rationalizability that requires that the bundle xpw maximizes a monotonic preference relation over bpw. Of course, as we have seen, one does not necessarily need these general conditions to determine whether a particular demand function is rationalizable. Guessing is often an excellent strategy. In the general discussion of choice functions, we saw that condition alpha was necessary and sufficient for a choice function to be derived from some preference relation. In the proof, we constructed a preference relation out of the choices of the decision maker from sets containing two elements. However, in the context of consumer, finite sets are not within the scope of the choice function. As in lecture 3, we'll use the concept of revealed preferences, define X is strictly better than Y if there is a budget set PW, so that both X and Y are in BPW and X is the chosen bundle. In such a case, we'll say that X is revealed to be better than Y. As in lecture 3, we'll say that the preference relation satisfies the weak axiom of revealed preferences if it is impossible that X is revealed to be better than Y and Y is revealed to be better than X. In the context of the consumer model, the weak axiom can be written as if xpw is different than xp prime w prime and p of xp prime w prime is less equal w, then the expense of the bundle xpw with the price vector p prime must be strictly greater than w prime. The weak axiom says that the defined binary relation in this way is asymmetric. However, the relation is not necessarily complete. There can be two bundles X and Y, such that for any BPW containing both bundles, XPW is neither X nor Y. Furthermore, in the general discussion, we guaranteed transitivity by looking at the union of a set in which A was revealed to be better than B and a set in which B was revealed to be as good as C. However, when the sets are budget set, their union is not necessarily a budget set. Apparently, the weak axiom is not a sufficient condition for extending the binary relation as defined above into a completed transitive relation. An example with the three goods from Higgs 56 is discussed in Mansculel Winston Green's book. A necessary and sufficient condition for a demand function X satisfying Walras laws and homogeneity of degree zero to be rationalized is the following. Strong axiom of revealed preference. The strong axiom is a property of the demand function which states that the relation derived from the demand function as before is acyclical. This leaves open the question of whether the preference defined above can be extended into preferences. Note that its transitive closure will still may not be a complete relation. The fact that it is possible to extend the relation into a full-fledged preference relation is a well-known result in set theory. In any case, the strong axiom is somewhat cumbersome, and using it to determine whether a certain demand function is rationalizable may not be a trivial task. Comment. The most standard definition of rationalizability requires finding monotonic preferences such that for any PW, XPW is at least as good as Y for all Y. In the budget set BPW. Proceeding to elicit preferences from the demand function, we infer from the existence of a budget set BPW for which X is equal to XPW and Y is in BPW only that X is weakly preferred to Y. If, however, also PY is strictly less than W, we infer further that X is strongly preferred to Y. Decreasing demand. A theoretical model is usually evaluated by the reasonableness of its implications. If we find that a model reaches an absurd conclusion, we reconsider its assumptions. However, we should also be alert when we find that a model fails to yield highly intuitive properties, indicating that we may have assumed too little. In the context of the consumer model, we might wonder whether the intuition, the demand for a good, falls when its price increases is valid. We shall now see that the standard assumptions of rational consumer behavior do not guarantee that demand is decreasing. The following is an example of a preference relation that induces demand that is non-decreasing in the price of one of the commodities. An example of which demand for a good may increase with price. Consider the preferences represented by the following utility function. U of x1 x2 equal to x1 plus x2 if x1 plus x2 is strictly less than 1, and x1 plus 4x2 if x1 plus x2 is greater or equal to 1. These preferences might reflect reasoning of the following type. In the bundle X, there are x1 plus x2 units of vitamin A, and x1 plus 4x2 units of vitamin B. My first priority is to get enough vitamin A. However, once I satisfy my need for one unit of vitamin A, I move on to my second priority, which is to consume as much as possible of vitamin B. Consider the demand at the price vectors P1, 2 with wells 1. Changing P1 is like rotating the budget lines around the pivot bundle 0, 1F. At high price P1, namely as long as P1 greater than 2, the consumer demands the bundle 0, half. If the price is reduced to within the range P1 between 1 and 2, the consumer chooses the bundle 1 divided by P1, 0. So far, the demand for the first commodity indeed increased when its price fell. However, in the range P1 between 1 and 0.5, we encounter an anomaly. The consumer buys as much as possible from the second good, subject to the constraint that the sum of the goods is at least 1. That is, x at the point P1, 2, wells 1, equal to the bundle, 1 divided by 2 minus P1, 1 minus P1 divided by 2 minus P1. The above preference relation is monotonic but not continuous. However, we can construct a closed continuous preference that leads to demand that is increasing in P1 in a similar domain. Let alpha delta t be a continuous and increasing function on the interval 1 minus delta 1, where delta is strictly greater than 0, so that alpha delta t equal to 0 for all t less than 1 minus delta, and the alpha delta t is equal 1 for all t greater than 1. The utility function u delta t equal to alpha delta of x1 plus x2 times x1 plus 4 times x2 plus 1 minus alpha delta x1 plus x2 times x1 plus x2 is continuous and monotonic. For delta close to 0, the function u delta equal to u, except in a narrow area below the set of bundles for which x1 plus x2 equal to 1. Now, when when p1 equal to 2/3, the demand for the first commodity is 3/4, whereas when p1 equal to 1, the demand is at least 1 minus 2 delta. Thus, for a small enough delta, the increase in p1 involves an increase in the demand for good 1. The law of demand. We are interested in comparing a demand in different environments. We have just seen that the classic assumptions about the consumer do not allow us to draw a clear conclusion regarding the relation between a consumer's demand when facing BPW and his demand when facing the budget set P plus 0 epsilon 000, comma W. A clear conclusion can be drawn when we compare the consumer's demand when he faces the budget set BPW to his demand when facing a bundle, the budget set with price vector P prime and wells being the expense of the chosen bundle XPW at the price vector P prime, namely XPW times P prime. In this comparison, we imagine the price vector changing from P to an arbitrary P prime, and wealth changing in such a way that the consumer has exactly the resources allowing him to consume the same bundle he consumed at PW. It follows from the following claim that the compensated demand function YP prime equal to X of P prime times XPW satisfies the law of demand, that is, YK is decreasing in PK. Claim. Let X be a demand function satisfying the Valras law and the weak axiom. If W prime equal to P prime XPW, then either XP prime W prime equal to XPW or P prime minus P times the difference between XP prime W prime and XPW is strictly less than zero. Proof. Assume that the XP prime W prime is different than XPW. By Valras law, the assumption that W prime equal to by Valras law and the assumption that W prime equal to P prime times XPW, we get that P prime minus P times the difference between XP prime W prime and XPW equal to P prime X of P prime W prime minus P prime times XPW minus P times XP prime W prime plus PXPW, which is equal to W prime minus W prime minus PXP prime plus W prime plus W, which is equal to W minus PXP prime W prime. By the weak axiom, the right-hand side of the equation is less than zero.